In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Some weather stations in western Colorado broke records that have been held for over 100 years, according to data provided by the Colorado Climate Center. Peter Goebel, a service climatologist, says this may be a sign that August will be an especially hot and dry month.
Looks like the next 7 days, you know, are forecast to be pretty dry for especially western Colorado. I would expect the drought conditions that we do have are likely to persist in the next several weeks anyway, and likely months.
Drought conditions may lead to more wildfires, but Goebel notes that most major fire activity begins earlier in the summer, which saw a decent amount of rain. The number of COVID-19 outbreaks at religious events and facilities is growing in Colorado. Lindsay Fent reports.
The State Health Department reported outbreaks at churches in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Garfield County this week. There have been 5 such outbreaks within the last month. Health Department officials believe that poor social distancing and group singing may be responsible in at least 2 of those outbreaks. The Health Department discourages choirs and parishioners from singing at houses of worship. It warns that someone infected with COVID-19 may spread more particles of the disease farther while singing. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
And the annual Chili and Frijoles Festival in Pueblo is scaling down this year as a result of the pandemic. Organizers are calling it a throwback fest and are offering 2 days of activities instead of 3. Other changes include a limit of 175 guests per designated area, hand sanitizing stations, and required temperature checks and masks. Among the canceled events, the jalapeno eating contest and the Chihuahua parade. The Throwback Fest begins at the end of September. Mostly sunny skies over Metro Denver today. This is CPR News.